You voted for a racist, a rapist, a dictator. You voted for a bully, a bigot, and a narcissist. You voted for someone who said he would have no problem using the military to kill his opponents. You voted for mass deportation of people, including people that are here legally. If you think you voted for someone who is going to somehow give you more money and put more money in your pocket, you were tricked. None of his concepts of economic plans will ever benefit anyone who isn't a millionaire or billionaire. You voted against the rights of women to have body autonomy, no-fault divorce, and to decide if they want to be mothers. You voted against basic health care for women. You voted against people being able to love who they love and to believe what they believe. You voted for someone who's going to take away the Department of Education, putting a bear-killing wackadoo in charge of departments like the FDA, and a space-loving billionaire who was an illegal immigrant himself to be in charge of God knows what. You voted for Bibles in our schools and white Christian nationalism. You voted for bullying, hatred, and doing whatever you want to people because you have money. You voted for a man who incited an insurrection and who was a felon. You voted for a man who said he will pardon the January 6th insurrectionists who attacked our Capitol. You can't say you didn't know because history is repeating itself. Even the Germans tried to warn us, but you didn't listen. You didn't listen to the historians, the psychologists, the educators, and the intellectuals. Of course not, because dictatorship 101 is to convince you to distrust the media, the educated, and to create an us versus them mentality. You drank the Kool-Aid, except you aren't the ones that will perish. And when your loved ones and friends leave the country, take their own lives, or are arrested or worse by Donald Trump's autocracy, you will say you didn't know. But you did this. You voted for the end of democracy.
Damn!
Damn!
I'm sorry! No! 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 Why? 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 Do you really hate me that bad?
Damn!
Damn!
Thing to me is that if this guy does end up winning again, all of the people who voted for him will be like happy and they'll just be celebrating, and everyone else, everyone who feels threatened by him is fucking scared. Like, we're scared for our lives, we're scared for our friends. Like, you have pro-life women dying because their doctors are scared to treat them because of the repercussions of his last presidency. How did we get here? How did we get here? To know that there is that much ignorance and that much hate in this country, it's so terrifying. It's so terrifying. How could you do this? How can you claim to be a Christian or anyone of moral values and support someone when every word out of his mouth is hate, when he wants to pardon people who took over the Capitol? Do not do this to people that you love and care about. If you have a woman in your life, if you have an LGBTQ person in your life, if you have anyone in your life who's not white, how did we get here? Someone tell me, please. Someone really tell me, please. Because the only way I see it is that, like, either he cheated and that was his secret, or this country is built on so much hate and we might never get out of this. If you voted for him, you are dead to me. Go ahead and block me. I don't give a shit. I really don't. I really don't.
Damn!
Damn!
I'll try not to starve myself just because you're
why do men hate us so much? Why do men hate women so much? Why can women be the best at everything? And she ran against a literal felon. Who was literally a rapist. He said all these horrible things. And she's so qualified. And he still didn't think she was good enough. I guess it's women having rights too much to ask for. It's just so low on the priority list for everyone. I'm so scared. It's not even just for me, for women. I have so many friends who are trans, so many friends who are immigrants who are on DACA. And I'm so scared for them. I just don't know what to think. It doesn't seem real. I know, people say it's too early to call it, but, come on. Just look at it. How is she gonna catch up to him? I'm so scared for the people in Ukraine and in Palestine. It's already bad for them, and it's just gonna get so much worse. He said he was gonna annihilate them, and he probably will. He's gonna let Putin do it. I feel like such a loser crying on TikTok. I know filming myself cry. I don't like when people do that. But here I am. I'm sobbing alone. I'm alone in my room right now. It's 12 in the morning. I have no one to talk to. I think my family's all asleep. I have no one to call. I don't know. How am I supposed to go to work tomorrow? What are we gonna do?
We literally don't have to freak out right now. We don't even have to fucking, we don't have to freak out. We don't have to freak out because it's not even real. Because, bitch, recount the vote! And if it turns out that, shit flips, great, hell yeah, but right now I'm just not. I can't fucking deal with this shit right now. This is my reaction of the election.
BBC News announced that Donald Trump is gonna win the election and become the president. I've never been this scared for America, for the world. What the hell is going on? How can someone, an affected a villain, he's actually, how can this, I'm in shock. You made the mistake 8 years ago, and how the hell could you do this again? It goes against every human right, every women's rights, LGBTQ. How could... It's the economy, right? It's all that matters. The economy. Fuck the future. Fuck women. Oh my lord. Fuck. Fuck.
So, yeah. This picture that says the Kamala Harris supporters are crying. And it's obviously people really crying. They're not crying because of a loss. They're crying because they're mourning a loss. Like, this is a father crying. All of you privileged people literally do not know at all what it is like to have your human rights on a ballot. I have no fucking clue what that feels like. I literally cannot fathom with a single bone in my body understand in any single way how anyone would want to vote for Donald Trump. I'm trying really hard not to cry right now, sorry. It's just like, when I grew up, I tried really hard to fit in with straight people, with people in my town and people in my church. And I was so brainwashed and blindsided by false ideologies that are not fucking real. Donald Trump being one of them.
I'm trying so hard to pull it together. Because I have to go into work and I don't want any of the kids to know how scared I am. Because how am I supposed to go in there and tell them to embrace who they truly are, to support people, to love people, to care about people, to believe that they can do anything. When tonight proved that that's not a reality. Like, I don't know about you, but I was raised to be kind to people, to treat people like they deserve to be treated, to help those who are down, to not judge. And unfortunately, I just feel like every principle I was raised on isn't valued anymore. The fact that I work in education, talking about like defunding the Department of Education, like getting rid of it. I work also in mental health, like I have medical things that can make pregnancy really complicated for me. And for the first time, I'm actually like scared. And I'm normally not somebody who's like that. But I'm getting on here, like I hate crying on the internet, but I'm getting on here because I know I'm not alone.
Is anyone else having a meltdown? I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to wait. I'm so stressed. How you can't look out into the world, into the people of this country, and see what's happening. And how hard we're all fighting for rights not to be taken away from people. I go from hysterically crying 1 minute over the pain of this situation, and then hysterically crying the next minute. Watching so many people come together and women from around the world supporting us and cheering us on. I am 48 years old and I have never experienced anything like this and never thought I would in this country. It's like I can feel the pain and the fear from every single person. I don't know how to handle this. I don't know how to get through the next couple days. Who knows how long this is gonna take? Is anyone else having a meltdown? I don't know.
Tomorrow morning and everything's gonna go back to the way it'll be a psych. It'll be like a really bad dream and none of this will have ever happened, right? Like, it'll be like the first time and then we're all gonna pull through fine in 4 years, correct? Please, someone tell me. I can tell you one thing right now, marriage is the farthest thing from on the table currently, so they screwed the pooch on that one if they thought that any of this was gonna actually help with the whole family and kids department and lowering birth rates, because that, not even. Any semblance of thoughts I had or hope for that is completely gonna be a no thanks for me, love. You think I would ever even dare bring a child into this country now? It was rough before. Now? No. That's cute. And the men, don't even get me started about dating. To think I was still entertaining a few moderates here and there sometimes. No, honey, no. Not even close. That's never goodbye.
We were wrong. It's an utter betrayal for anybody that is not a cisgendered white Christian male. They voted against women for hatred. And this is life, and I know it's not 100% done, but he's 4 away, and if he wins one more state, then that's it. We tried. But it wasn't good enough.
So it's almost 2 a.m. Pacific time, which means it's well after polls have closed. And I am still just genuinely confused as to what happened. So if anyone wants to offer some insight, I'm happy to fucking take it. I just also think that maybe what I've noticed is that men are just genuinely not as concerned as women and don't quite take our concerns as seriously, and I don't know, that fucking sucks, because I met a lot of women tonight who are just genuinely so fucking scared. So yeah, let me know, I guess.
It's alright, I feel that way too. It's alright. We feel that way together, okay? Let it out. Let it out.
so glad you guys got your cheap ass groceries and your cheap ass fucking gas, cause you're fucking broke as shit. You're fucking broke. You're fucking broke. Broke. I said I'm fucking being serious. You're fucking broke.
Damn. This is not okay. This is not okay. This simply will not do, and this is not okay, and I'm not good with this. This is sick. This is sick. That should not be there, and it's wrong, and you're wrong, and everything is wrong. And this house is not even my house. You just bought it for me, and I don't want it.
Damn!
Damn!
Please, I'm fucking kicking me!
Stop. See, that's why I'm recording. Cause the cops ain't gonna believe this shit.
Damn.
What is wrong with you? I can't do this anymore. I'm literally sick to my stomach. What has happened to America? What has happened to democracy? What has happened to freedom? I'm done. This is a message to anyone who follows me. If you voted for Trump, unfollow me and block me. If you didn't vote, unfollow me and block me. The fact that it's this close means I've lost all hope in the American people. Like, it should not be this close. Why would anyone vote for this person? He's so evil. He's so demented. Kamala's not perfect. We all know that. She is not a convicted felon, rapist, crazy fascist, dictator, psycho.
Forgive me for being a little emotional here. But what the fuck is going on? People in the future are gonna look back at this time and they're gonna be like, what the fuck happened? Because we were progressing. When Obama got elected, I really feel like we were progressing. We were going in the right motherfucking direction. But then Trump comes in and he gives a voice to the voiceless. He gives a voice to the criminals, to the racists, to the white motherfuckers who want to be back on top. I don't want to touch another man with a 10-foot motherfucking pole. Ladies, where are we going? 4B movement for real. Fuck men. Fuck all of you. And fuck you ugly dumb bitches who voted for him too. You guys are a piece of shit. You guys have internalized fucking misogyny and you're dumb, you're stupid. Oh, and all the climate change shit going out the motherfucking window because it's a hoax. Bro, we're cooked. This is our last motherfucking year on this goddamn planet. And to be able to appoint 3 more fucking Supreme Court justices or whatever the fuck, he's able to get more motherfuckers that believe the same beliefs that he believes into office. And I guess that's what you guys want. You guys want to be radical Christians. You guys are Jesus Christ, right?
I feel absolutely so betrayed by my country right now. It's so frustrating. I don't even know what to say right now. We tried, okay, to everyone from other countries that are saying America failed. We tried. The system is inherently flawed, and we tried. And to anybody who follows me on TikTok, if you are happy about the results of the election, unfollow me right now. Get off my page. Do not talk to me. I don't care if I've known you for years. I do not want to talk to you ever again. The fact that you would purposefully vote for somebody who wants to take away my rights as a woman. Don't ever talk to me again.
I already know I'm not going to be okay because it's day one and I was just at the gas station trying to mind my own business when the man is smoking a cigarette while pumping his gas, and all I could think of while trying to not scream at the top of my lungs at him is like, that's the type of person that just decided the next 4 years of my future. The type of person that smokes a cigarette while pumping gas. What? Is the sign not big enough for you anymore? Because they thought you were smart enough to know not to do that anymore?
I don't know what the fuck this FYP be thinking today, because I do not need to be seeing gloating posts about people, about their president, and oh my god, he won. I'm so happy. I'm so... Fuck you. Fuck you and your mom. I hope you die.
I was just walking down the street to go get my medication because I'm out and I need it for today. And I saw a woman walking her two kids, and she had this look on her face. And I looked at her, we made eye contact, and we both kind of nodded. Like we were both just devastated. And you could just tell in her eyes. I can't believe this country did this again. Why did I let myself have hope?
I just texted my best friend of 14 years, literally half of my life. I'm 28, and I asked them who they voted for. They said Donald Trump, and they said, I'm assuming you voted the opposite, and I said yes. And then my friend texted me and said, will you still be my friend? Half of my life, this person is my best friend.
I'm gonna try to explain this without crying, but you guys just don't get it, and you have the privilege of not getting it, and that's great for you. I'm so happy for you, but I'm gonna... This isn't necessarily about Trump. It has to do with everything. Republicans have basically taken over everything at this point. There's no one to keep them in check, and people aren't seeming to get that. There's a ton of anti-LGBT bills up to be voted on, and there's no one in there to protect our rights. I could lose my marriage, I could lose my kids, I could lose my livelihood. I could lose literally everything because I'm in a queer family, and you guys don't get that. We don't know the future. And at least having a Democratic president, there is someone there to keep them in check. It has nothing to do with not wanting Trump to be president. I mean, I hate the motherfucker, but he's fucking stupid. I don't care if he's president. It's the other people he fucking put in office that I'm terrified of. And he's in there, and they're using him for whatever the fuck they want to use him for. You guys don't get it because you have the privilege of not getting it. I don't give a fuck if the economy was better a few years ago. Number one, there was COVID, and all of Trump's problems trickled into Biden. I don't care about Trump. I hate him, but I don't care about him. I could give less of a fuck about Trump. But you guys aren't getting it, and I'm stressed the fuck out. You aren't getting it. And, like, I don't know how to explain it to you. It's not necessarily what's happening right now. It's what could happen in the future that I'm terrified of. I'm terrified for myself. I'm terrified for my husband. I'm terrified for my friends. And I'm terrified for my family. And if you don't get that, that's great. I'm happy for you. But I care. I care about my life. I care about being protected. My life and my kids' lives and my friends' and family's lives mean more to me than saving a few dollars. That's exactly it.
Damn! America, how could you do this to us again? What the fuck? How are we supposed to live another 4 years like this? What the hell? What did you do to us? Damn! Damn!
Dinner was good. Yeah, not having a good time. I just like, the number of people who like are fucking stupid, and like the fact that my dad Yeah. That's all. But this election was super important for the person I love the most in my life and myself. And so I'm just upset that there's so many people in the country that I live in that are like literally fucking clueless. So, I'm very passionate about this shit because it pertains directly to me and, like, my favorite people in the world and people that are okay with the horrible shit that's been done and say they, like, care about me or care about the people that I care about.
I hate to be the person that gets on here and cries, but this could break me and my parents apart because they just don't understand what they voted for and like what it means and the bigotry and hatred that they stand behind and how I like am trying to be a good person. I'm not Catholic like they are, which is ironic because religion's supposed to make you love. But I could see it, like, breaking me and my parents apart because they just don't get it. And they don't get that they voted for someone who's gonna make my friends' lives hell. My life's okay. I'm a white woman, but my friends are not gonna be okay.
Not again.
Life could be worse. No, not really.
America is full of idiots.
dumbest people in the whole world. What is wrong with you? What is happening? At least I can cry about it and know that I lost. You guys still think you won in 2020? Idiots. I literally feel like I'm gonna throw up right now. What do you mean? Are you guys all idiots? All I can say is how fucking dare you? How dare you put this man into office for another 4 years, knowing damn well what it means for our country, what it means for us as a people? You know damn well what's going to happen, what's been happening for the last 8 years. I first gained political consciousness in 2016 when I was 12 years old in 7th grade. I'm 21 years old now. How the fuck is this still happening? All I've ever known politically is hatred. It's all I've ever known, and now it's just going to happen for another 4 years, and every candidate after him is going to be just like him. How fucking dare you?